ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 36 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड Liberation from the illusory energy. Text 36. Naitan mano vishati vaguta chakshuratma. Pranendriyani chayatanalan archijasva. Shabdopi bhodaka nishedatayatma moolam. अर्थोक्तमाह यद्रतेन निषेध सिद्धि नैतान् मनो विशति वागुत चक्षुरात्मा प्राणेन्द्रियाणि च यतानलमर्चिचस्व शब्दो विभोदक निषेधतयात्ममूलम् अर्थोक्तमाह यद्रतेन निषेध सिद्धि नैतान् मनो विषदेव उतरु चक्षुरात्मा प्राणीन्द्रियाणि च यतानलमर्चिचस्व शब्दोऽपि बोधक निषेधतयात्ममूलम् अर्थोक्तम आह यद्रतेन निषेध सिद्धि नैतान् मनो विशति वाग् उत चक्षुरात्मा प्राणीन्द्रियाणि च यतानलमर्चिजस्व शब्दोऽपि बोधक निषेधतयात्ममूलम् अर्थोक्तम् तेन निषेध सिद्धे नैतान् मनो विशति वाग् उत चक्षुरात्मा प्राणीन्द्रियाणि च यतानलमर्चिषस्व शब्दो विभोदक निषेधतयात्ममूलम् अर्थोक्तम् आह यद्रतेन निषेध सिद्धे नैतान् मनो विशति वाग् उत चक्षुरात्मा प्राणीन्द्रियाणि च यतानलमर्चिषस्व शब्दो विभोदक निषेधतयात्ममूलम् अर्थोक्तम् आह यद्तेन निषेध सिद्धे
ऑथजीस ना कैनॉट एतात दिस मनः द माइंड विशति एंटर वाक The function of speech, utaha, nor, chakshu, sight, atma, intelligence, prana, the subtle airs, supporting life, indriyani, the senses, cha, or, yatha, just as, analam, a fire, archisa, its sparks, Bodhaka, being able to indicate by verbal reference. Nishedataya, because of denying such. Atma, of the Supersoul. Moolam, basic evidence. Artha Uktam, expressed indirectly. Aha, does express. yadrite, without which, na, there is not, nisheda, of the negative statements of scripture, siddhi, ultimate purpose. Translation and purport by loving disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Neither the mind nor the faculties of speech, sight, intelligence, the life air, or any of the senses are capable of penetrating that supreme truth any more than small sparks can affect the original fire from which they are generated. Not even the authoritative language of the Vedas can perfectly describe the supreme truth, since the Vedas themselves disclaim the possibility that the truth can be expressed by words. But through indirect reference, the Vedic sound does serve as evidence of the supreme truth, since without the existence of that supreme truth, the various restrictions found in the Vedas would have no ultimate purpose. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has pointed out that knowledge acquired through the interaction of the material senses with the modes of nature is merely hypothetical and not factual. Empirical knowledge deals with our ephemeral experience of the sense objects generated by material nature. For example, there are many wars currently going on because of the false concept of nationalism. Similarly, there is conflict throughout the world, and the great world leaders fight like cats and dogs for the economic development of their countries. Thus, material language is used to designate temporary objects perceived by the eyes, nose, tongue, touch, and taste. This type of language and experience is useless for approaching the absolute truth. But the transcendental sound from the spiritual sky has a completely different effect. We should not foolishly try to use materially concocted knowledge to include the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an object of the material world. The Supreme Lord is completely transcendental and is known as Atma Prakasha or Self-Manifested. Therefore, as stated in the Padma Purana, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriya Sevon Mukehi Jivadhau Swayam Eva Spuratyadaha. Material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities and pastimes. But when a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of Lord's food, the tongue is purified and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. If one surrenders to the Supreme Lord, taking shelter at his lotus feet, one's spiritualized senses gradually become empowered to perceive the Lord. Mere empiricism and material logic have a limited jurisdiction within the external energy of the Supreme Lord and cannot apply on those things which are eternal. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has quoted the following verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Naisham matis tavadaruk krama anga ingrim sprushati anartabagamo yadartaham maya sampada rajo bishekam nishkinchananam navriniti yavad. Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined to a materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, which is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way, one can be freed from material contamination. Although Sri Pipalayana is expressing that the absolute truth cannot be approached by material senses, the sage himself is describing the absolute truth with transcendental senses. and King Nimi is able to understand this transcendental sound because he has surrendered at the lotus feet of pure devotees, the Nava Yogendras. Therefore, one should not foolishly try to understand this verse out of context in an impersonal way, but should follow the example of King Nimi, who was trying to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ultimately the source of everything.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patit Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandaha Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Na Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. First, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here. Without the blessings and the mercy of the Vaishnavas, impossible to progress in the path of devotional service. Seek your sincere blessings. Hare Krishna. In this particular verse, there is a nice statement made. This type of language and experience is useless for approaching the absolute truth, but the transcendental sound from the spiritual sky has a completely different effect. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it very clear. In Shikshashtakam, verse number 2, where he mentions, Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrar Pita Niyamita Smarane Nakalaha Etar Dashitava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdhaiva Midrisham Yajani Nanuragaha. My Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. And there are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names, O my Lord. Out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is concluding this prayer that the Lord has invested all his energies in the holy name. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Himself. But He is expressing the condition of the conditioned souls in this material world who are trying to approach the Supreme Lord through devotional service. Even though we are trying to practice devotional service, still there is no taste for chanting of the holy name. Why? That is the biggest question. Why? In this regard, Sri Narottam Das Thakur explains in one of his prayer, Prarthana, where he is explaining, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir, Hari Hari bolite nayane babe nir. Aar kabe nitaichan karuna habe, samsara vasana mor kabe tuccha habe. Vishaya chadiya habe shuddha habe man, kabe habe bore heribo Sri Vrindavan. Sri Narottam Das Thakur is explaining, I can approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, but I am not having that taste. Why? Of course, he is already a pure devotee, he is representing all the conditioned souls who are trying to practice devotional service. No taste for chanting the holy name, no taste to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he explains, Vishaya chadiya habe shuddha habe man. Because of the propensity to enjoy material sense gratification, there is no taste to chant the holy name of Krishna. Because I'm still attached to gratify my senses, I cannot appreciate Vrindavan Dham. Generally, people who come to devotional service, they expect two things. There should be immense material happiness along with immense spiritual bliss. But these two things cannot go together. It is like traveling on a boat, trying to cross a river with placing one leg on one boat and another on another boat. Definitely you will not be able to cross. I want the best of the material life and the best of spiritual life. It is not possible. But still, nevertheless, whenever Srila Prabhupada would speak on these topics, and when he would come to describe what are the stumbling blocks on the path of devotional service, and the major stumbling block on the path of devotional service is sense gratification. And many a times when he would come across this particular topic, he would definitely quote this particular verse. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriyai Sevon Mukhi Jivadav Swayam Evas Puratyadaha. This verse is quoted in the Padma Purana. It was re-quoted by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And it is again mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Whenever Prabhupada would speak about this verse, he would give assurance to his disciples. Don't worry. Just follow this particular verse. Your life is successful. Follow this particular formula in devotional service. Your life is successful. And it is very simple. He said, many people tell, Prabhupada explains in one of his lectures, that you can see Krishna by your eyes. But no, the secret is, you will be able to see Krishna by your ears. You can be able to see Krishna by your tongue. And Prabhupada, any time, whenever he would just explain about this verse, he would go in ecstasy. He says, I expect only two things from my disciples. Just utilize this tongue in honoring only Krishna Prasad. And utilize this tongue only to chant Krishna's name and speak only those topics related to Krishna. Even if you don't know any philosophy, no problem. Just follow these two principles. Just utilize your tongue in chanting the holy name of Krishna and utilize this tongue in speaking about Krishna and having Krishna prasadam. And Srila Prabhupada assures many a times, one time during Radhashtami in London, he assured his disciples, if you just do these two things, I doubt any acharya has given such a simple process. He said, just do these two things. I assure you, you will see Krishna face to face in this life itself. In another lecture, he was speaking and he said, Lord is Ajita. That unconquerable Lord can be conquered by the person who has controlled his tongue. Person who can just chant the holy name and just can honor only Krishna Prasadam, he can conquer the unconquered. He can conquer Ajita. He goes on. If you can control this tongue by doing these two things, you will be able to control all your senses. And lastly, if you follow this principle, you will attain Krishna Prem. And you will go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime. You need not have to do anything. A spiritual master is giving a simple formula to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called instruction. Following this instruction means associating with the spiritual master. Following such instructions means taking the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada goes on, this tongue, human tongue, should be utilized only for these two purposes. If it is not utilized for these two purposes, it is called a frog's tongue. A frog only knows to croak. And it invites the attention of a snake. Similarly, a human being, if it is not utilizing this tongue for Krishna Naam and Krishna Prasad, he is like a frog croaking to invite Yamraj. Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Rupa Goswami has said in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned, my Lord, you have provided me only one tongue and 2 ears. But I, by chanting these holy names, I want millions of tongues and millions of ears. Srila Prabhupada asked his disciples, why Rupa Goswami is facing so much of ecstasy while chanting the holy name? And why we are facing so much of misery while chanting the holy name? He said, because we are not properly utilizing this tongue. We are utilizing it in speaking politics, sports, news. Half of social media is only vibration of the tongue put on words. Instead of using it in all these nonsense activities, if you utilize in Krishna's service, Krishna will be very pleased. That was Prabhupada's statement. This is the instruction of a spiritual master. Following this instruction means taking the dust of the lotus feet of the guru. But sometimes, Srila Prabhupada in some of his lectures, he mentioned that even if you have the best spiritual master in this planet Earth, but if the disciple has attraction for sense gratification and has an attachment to this material world, even the spiritual master will not be able to help him out. He goes on, keep the spiritual master on the side, even Krishna will not be able to help him out. Onus lies on the sadhaka. Formula is given, it has only to be practiced. There are many instances in the Vedic literatures where many personalities had an intimate relationship with the pure devotees of the Lord, but they couldn't utilize the association properly. In one sense, they squandered the association and they misused the human life. There are many instances, there are many depictions in the Vedic literatures, but today we will try to describe only one. Of one such personality who was so fortunate to have the association of the best saintly persons. As you say, cream de la cream. The best of the best saintly persons. But unfortunately, he squandered this opportunity and he suffered. This was none other than the famous personality in the Mahabharata. Any guess? Any guess? Dhritarashtra. Bhagavad Gita starts by his name, Dhritarashtra Uvacha. Imagine the position of Dhritarashtra. He was the most fortunate personality. We can only dream of such an association, but Dhritarashtra had such an association of the pure devotees. It is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 Mahajans, pure devotees of the Lord. Of the 12, Dhritarashtra was personally related to 3 of them. Of the 12 Mahajans, Dhritarashtra was personally related to 3 of them. First was grandfather Bhishma. Second is Vidhur, who is none other than Yamaraj. Yamaraj is also a Mahajan. And third is Sukadev Goswami. So imagine the fortune of Dhritarashtra. He is related to Mahajans. Over and above that, Dhritarashtra was the son of none other than Bhagavan Badarayana, Lord Vedavyasa, who is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in one sense, there was no dearth of philosophy, no dearth of counseling. He had enough philosophical knowledge because father himself has arranged so many literatures. But in spite of such an association, let us understand what was his condition. Mahabharata explains very beautifully. The day when Duryodhana was born, the minute Duryodhana was born, the residents of Hastinapur realized that there is bad omens everywhere around Hastinapur. It came to the notice of Vidura, Bhishma, and even to the blind king Dhritarashtra. They all waited outside the maternity ward. And the nurse got the child outside. Vidura looked at the child and said to the king as well as Bhishma Pitamaha, "For the betterment of Kuru dynasty, my opinion is this child will be the cause of the destruction of the entire Kuru dynasty. So for its betterment, my opinion is immediately abandon this child in the forest." Bhishma agreed to Vidura's counsel. Nice suggestion. Even Dhritarashtra agreed. Yeah, what you say is true. There is a lot of apashakuna going on around Hastinapur because of this child being born. Even Vidura convinced him, "My dear king, you do not have to worry. You have 99 more. If you abandon one, there is not a big loss for you. Immediately abandon this child in the forest." Dhritarashtra said, "Yes. Good suggestion." And he indicated to the nurse to carry the child back inside the maternity ward. Both the Mahajans, Bhishma and Vidura, were shell-shocked. Their suggestions were royally ignored by the king. He had other motives in mind. Because of this particular action, Dhritarashtra keeps regretting that I should have listened to Vidura the very first day Duryodhana was born. Because I didn't follow his instruction, see what I am facing today. Another instance which is explained very beautifully in the Mahabharata. The Pandavas completed their 13 years of exile. When Pandavas completed their 13 years of exile, Dhritarashtra grew impatient. He became fearful. He started having anxiety attacks. Because 13 years before, he had promised Yudhishthira, "My dear son, today you have lost the gambling match, but I assure you, if you successfully complete your 13 years of exile, the day you come here, you please take your Indraprastha back." That was the assurance given by Dhritarashtra. 13 years was completed, the Pandavas completed their exile, and here Dhritarashtra was having anxiety attacks. Because when he put this proposal in front of his son, that Pandavas have completed their exile, we have to return their kingdom. Duryodhana refused. "No way. If you insist me again, I will commit suicide." See the emotional blackmail. "If you insist me again, I will commit suicide." So Dhritarashtra was very shocked. Now whom to convince? So one fine evening, he called Sanjaya, his chariot driver. "Sanjaya, I am depressed. My mind is not working. Please give me some spiritual instructions." And Sanjaya, as usual, and he said, "You give me basic spiritual instructions." And Sanjaya started. It was evening and he started. Basic spiritual instructions. Who am I? Who is God? Why do bad things happen to good people? Good things happen to bad people? Law of karma. Who is Supreme Personality Godhead? God, demigods. How to practice Krishna consciousness at home? And Dhritarashtra was hearing with intense attention. He was telling Sanjaya, "Keep speaking, Sanjaya, keep speaking. Your words are like nectar. Keep speaking, keep speaking. I am really relishing these words." Went on for a few hours. And even Sanjaya was tired. And Dhritarashtra, "Okay, you take rest. Call Vidur." Vidur was summoned. He told Vidur, "Vidur, speak some spiritual topics." Again, Vidur started. "The basics. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. Who is Paramatma? What is Jivatma?" From evening, this pravachan went up till midnight. And Dhritarashtra was saying, "It is like nectar. Vidur, keep speaking. I like to hear it." At the stroke of midnight, even Vidur wondered, "I think I am not that pure to make this blind king understand the truths of life. Maybe because I am born Shudra, my words are not entering his heart. Because purity is the force. I feel I should summon a very powerful saint here who can give another nice sermon to this king." Immediately Vidura just meditated in Dhritarashtra's chambers and summoned Sanaka Sujata, a very celibate king, was a celibate sage who was performing tapasya in the Himalayas. In the middle of the night, Vidura just called him, "Immediately come here to Hastinapur." Sanak Sujata, who was performing tapasya at the peak of Himalayas, he just dropped down all his tapasya, came down to Hastinapur. Within a fraction of a second, he was there before the king and Vidura. Vidura said, "Our king is inquisitive. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. Please explain it to him." From midnight till sunrise, Sanak Sujata gave his sermons. What is Krishna consciousness? And Dhritarashtra is saying, "Very nice. Keep speaking. It is nectar to my ears." Problem was that he was only hearing. He was not putting it into practice. When the sun rose, Sanak Sujata left for the Himalayas and Vidura left for the court, and Dhritarashtra was as he was. No change, no transformation. For him, this entire crash course of journey of self-discovery was just a sattvic entertainment. He was not practicing what was told to him. There was turmoil all across Hastinapur. There was tension in the air. What to do? Then the news came that Sri Krishna is going to come to Hastinapur as a peace messenger, Shanti Dut. Lord Krishna entered Hastinapur. He entered the court and he started speaking to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra, come on, king. Come on the path of Dharma. You have to give the rightful share to the Pandavas. History will not blame Duryodhan, Dushasan, Shakuni and Karna. History will blame you because you are responsible. It was under your jurisdiction that the Pandavas underwent so much of misery. You are held responsible. Now is the time to rectify. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to take decisions. Immediately take the decisions. Give them their rightful share. Peace is not an option. Peace is dharma. Dhritarashtra said, very good. Your instructions are very good. But my lord, I am helpless. My son is not able to hear me. Krishna gave a simple solution. He is not able to hear you? Abandon him into the forest right now. Or put him behind bars. I killed Kamsa. There are many instances in the history where the king abandoned his own son. Mara Sagara abandoned Asamanjasa. Why can't you do the simple act to save your dynasty? Lord Krishna went and touched Dhritarashtra. He touched him. Lord touching. Imagine we hanker to touch the Lord. We hear the Lord coming and touching. Please, my dear king, hear to me. My plea. Please. Dhritarashtra was just nodding his head. Instruction was very nice. Another sattvic entertainment. Duryodhan was very angry. He felt insulted. He said, my lord, Keshava, I am not pleased with your peace message. I am not, is there any other proposal other than the peace message? Please let me know. I will give a hearing. Lord said, no problem. He said, I don't want to part with my Indraprastha. He said, no problem. Keep Indraprastha with you. At least give 5 villages to the Pandavas. He said, 5 villages to the Pandavas? No villages. I will not give those Pandavas as much land to drive the point of a needle. The Lord said to Duryodhan, don't make your mother, Shiva Bhaktini Gandhari, cry over your dead body. At least improve yourself right now. He took the permission, all the saints who are present here, and immediately left the court. As he was leaving the court with Satyak and Kritavarma, Duryodhana was insulted. Actually, this is the time the Lord was expecting that the king, Dhritarashtra, was sitting like a mute spectator. He should have at least chastised his son. That what are you, why are you back answering the Supreme Lord? He was sitting like a mute spectator all throughout. At that particular moment of time, he had already schemed, Duryodhana had already schemed that he wants to arrest the Supreme Lord. He just ordered his guards, arrest the Supreme, arrest this coward boy. The Lord just stopped on his tracks and he started laughing. And immediately he started expanding himself and exhibited his Vishwarupa Darshana. Because of the effulgence
emanating from every pore of his body. All the people who were assembled in the court were temporarily blinded by that heavy effulgence, except for few sages and Bhishma and Vidura. There was chaos going on. The demigods arrived there. Veda mantras were recited. And this blind Dhritarashtra was not making out what is happening. No one was there to tell him what is happening. And Bhishma and Vidura were engrossed in seeing the beauty of the Lord. They were least bothered to inform even the king what is happening. That time, seeing, he said, "What is happening? What is happening? I can't see anything. What is happening?" That time, Sanjaya rushed to Dhritarashtra and said, "My dear king, Sanjaya uvacha, eva muktva tato rajan maha yogeshwaro harihi. The Lord is exhibiting his Vishwarupa." At that moment, Dhritarashtra, he prayed, "My Lord, I am fallen, I know that. But today, I wish to see you. These two eyes which are born blind, these eyes are hankering to see you." And that Supreme Personality of Godhead heard Dhritarashtra's prayers. And in that court of Hastinapur, the Lord awarded eyesight to Dhritarashtra just to see his beautiful form. Imagine the Lord, since birth Dhritarashtra was blind, but today the Lord awarded the eyesight to see his beautiful form. There is a beautiful statement made by King Gajendra. Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolayaya swamsena sarva tanubrin manasi pratita pratyagdrishe bhagavate brihate namaste. And in that particular word, Prabhupada is in ecstasy when he writes that purport, where Gajendra is mentioning madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri namolalaya. Namolalaya means muktaya bhuri karunaya namolalaya. Namolalaya means, Lord, you are not lazy. When any living entity prays, "My Lord, give me mercy," you are more than eager to give mercy. And today the same thing happened. When Dhritarashtra said, "My Lord, please award me the sight so that I can see you," the Lord awarded the sight. And lo and behold, Dhritarashtra for the first time in his life saw Krishna. Krishna withdrew his Vishwarupa, came back to his original two-hand form, and he withdrew the sight which he gave to Dhritarashtra also. Even after seeing the Lord, there should have been some transformation. There was no transformation. Vidura approaches Dhritarashtra. "Come on, today I am approaching not as a king, I am approaching as your brother. Give Pandavas their rightful claim. At least let us please the Supreme Lord." That time Duryodhana overheard this. He came in front and he started abusing, verbally abusing Vidura. It is said in the Bhagavatam, he abused him verbally. "You son of a kept mistress, you dasi putra, you shudra, you crook. You have backstabbed us." And he ordered, "Guards, immediately kick out this person from this palace and leave him with only his breath. Sirf swas chhod do, baki sab nikal do." In one sense, make him a beggar. Even before the guards could come, Vidura had already renounced everything. He took the robe of a mendicant and he left Hastinapur. That place where he was born and brought up, that place where he was the chief minister, where his word had a value, today that place had become hell. Where the Supreme Lord is not respected, his devotees are not respected, Vidura left Hastinapur. And he began his pilgrimage journey. Vidura traveled the length and breadth of the country for 36 years. 36 years. He didn't come to Hastinapur. Then finally, when he came to Haridwar after 36 years, Maitreya Rishi imparted him spiritual knowledge. He asked him one question: who is there in Hastinapur? At that time Maitreya Rishi said, as per your wish and desire, O Vidura, the Pandavas are ruling Hastinapur. But he asked another important question: what about my brother? He said, oh, he is enjoying the royal opulence of the kingdom of Hastinapur. When Vidura heard this, he came back to Hastinapur after 36 years. Mahabharata explains, many acharyas from the Madhva Sampradaya explains that Vidura came to Hastinapur after 36 years and he stayed only for one night. He didn't think that today Pandavas are ruling. I have done enough austerities for 36 years. Now is the time to take rest and enjoy the laurels. And I will enjoy material life and I will enjoy spiritual life. Everything will be good. He came for one night. There was a red carpet welcome for Vidura. The Pandavas were crying. All the ladies were crying. Where was Kaka Vidur, Uncle Vidur? Where were you for 36 years? Even Dhritarashtra came. He was old and invalid. At that moment of time, Vidura, in front of everyone, all were sitting, and Vidura goes in front of Dhritarashtra and starts speaking. See how fear has engulfed you. And he said a very harsh statement. It was very difficult to tolerate. He said, you are like a dog having the remnants thrown by Bhima. Don't you have any shame? You were the one who conspired to kill these children when they were young. Today when they have taken the rule, you are still here enjoying under their rule. Oh Bharat Vamshi, what kind of Bharata? Attishta utishta Bharata. Get up. Even that moment of time, you know, old habits die hard. Dhritarashtra, he acknowledged these statements. What you are saying is true. Because every time it was an entertainment. What you say is true. But he then excused, I am too tired today. I will retire. So he had 100 servants. Yudhishthira had provided him hundreds of servants. So imagine what a royal life he was staying in. So he went inside the inner quarters. But this day, Vidura didn't give up. He followed behind Dhritarashtra. And inside the chambers, the firing continued. Left, right, middle, center. Don't you have any shame? Don't you have any shame? This is the time to take to spiritual life seriously. You are trying to enjoy this material world. What is this? Is this the samskara? What our Bhishma Pitama taught us? Is this a samskara? What our father Veda Vyasa taught us? Come on. This was too much for Dhritarashtra to handle. Because he was a Kshatriya, he said, okay, tell me what I'm supposed to do. He was frustrated because of the constant taunts. He said, now tell me what I'm supposed to do. Vidura said, we have to leave this place immediately. It was a shock of his life. I have to leave these comforts. We have to leave this place immediately. But I have to inform Yudhishthira. You should not inform Yudhishthira. Because if you inform Yudhishthira, Ajatashatru will never give you the permission. Immediately change your clothes, get ready. At the middle of the night, he dropped all his royal clothes, put on the dress of a mendicant, followed by Gandhari. Vidura, by his yogic powers, after 36 years coming to Hastinapur, by his yogic powers, he transported within seconds to Saptasrota. Saptasrota is the place where Mother Ganga has divided into seven tributaries for the service of the seven sages. Saptasrota. Today that place is called Gomukha. A very beautiful place. If any one of us have an opportunity to go there, beautiful place. We can see the vibration of renunciation there. Few ashrams here and there, but Mother Ganga flowing. It is the source of Mother Ganga. That is a place, Saptasrota. And Under the guidance of Vidura, he started practicing Ashtanga Yoga for 8 days. He intensified the element of fire within this body, and within the 8th day, he burnt his entire body. The cottage where they were staying, the thatched roof, it caught fire because of the fire emanating from the body of Dhritarashtra. And as per the custom, Gandhari entered the fire. Vidura started crying. There were tears of sadness and happiness. He was happy because his brother has performed something. Something is better than nothing. Pratyavayana vidyate swalpam apyasya dharmasya. But he was sad that in spite of having so much of opportunity of meeting the Supreme Lord, of being with the pure devotees of the Lord, my brother didn't become a pure devotee. He started crying. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains in his beautiful purport in that chapter, Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Very beautiful purport where he says, 5,000 years ago, there was only one Dhritarashtra. But today, there is Dhritarashtra in every home. So we need Vidura-like devotees to inspire them and take to Krishna consciousness. As he goes further down in the purport, he remembers and he explains in the purport, we are not ashamed to admit our first meeting with His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it was only lasted for few minutes. Had we not met that great divine personality, we would have become a big business magnate. But never ever we would have taken this path of pure devotion. Actually, just recently on Balram Jayanti, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj concluded his beautiful lecture, and he included one statement there: God helps those who help themselves. This process works. Chanting of Hare Krishna works. Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing in the association of devotee, the process works. But we have to do it ourselves. This is called association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada says in one of the purports of the first canto, in spiritual life we need inspiration, collective inspiration. But application should be done by individual persons. We have to fly our own flight. There is a limit where the devotees and the spiritual master guides a devotee, guides a sadhaka. But ultimately, we have to fly our own plane. That's why intense devotion, sadhana, following the footsteps of our previous acharyas, our spiritual master, success is assured in Krishna consciousness. If we don't utilize this fortune, then we are the most unfortunate people in this planet Earth. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Thank you once again. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments in this regard? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.